I'm at Agronomics Vision 2014, my first interview with Joanne Wall. And Joanne, we got connected by a guy named Trent Luce. Many of our listeners will probably recognize that name, and I'm glad he was able to connect us. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Joanne Wall. I'm an accredited rural appraiser, and that's a designation that's awarded by the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers. And I'm here in Reno at their national convention, enjoying some good education and some, informative topic sessions and some networking opportunities as well.
Well, this week of meetings, there are a variety of different things going on, including a trade show that's about to kick off, to I assume different kinds of educational sessions tied into that accreditation process and all that. Seems like this is a very key or important thing for somebody in your business to be at.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For us, this is an opportunity not only to, you know, visit some vendors that might be applicable to the business that we're doing, but also an opportunity to get some education, where most of us are in need of continuing education. And so this is an opportunity to get a class or two in. And so that's always a value add when you can do that. The opportunity to meet and network with other either farm managers or agricultural real estate appraisers or ag consultants from all over the U.S., there's a tremendous opportunity there to communicate with them about different issues that are facing their particular region and how, you know, we can benefit each other either in problem solving or shared data, shared knowledge. And so, you know, I find that this particular convention is extremely valuable to me and my business. And, you know, and I strongly encourage anybody who's interested in even in getting in this field, consider attending.
We see a lot of new technology coming along in the ag industry, just like all of them, centered around some of the new communications devices, from, you know, smartphones to you name it. Are you seeing that playing a role in whether it's software or anything in your business?
It's very fortuitous that you should ask me that. I'm actually heading the technology session tomorrow, and I'll be talking about the use of flipbooks for appraisal reports, so just to give a little added communication tool for a sort of tried and true professional report. But I will be joined by another appraiser who's going to be talking about a GIS mapping program, and then two farm managers, both of which I think are going to be touching on mobile applications, on the farm mobile applications and technology for farm managers. And I believe that will be one of the more highly anticipated sessions of this particular conference. And all of our technology sessions, no matter how many years in a row we offer some session on technology, is always very well attended. And that's because our members are very interested in how they can implement new technologies into their own businesses, assist their clients in maybe either cost efficiency, time management, or, you know, profitability. Mm-hmm. And those things really do matter. And so technology is a big part of kind of some of the sessions that you see here.
One of the things I learned last year, which is my first time being able to attend this conference, was that you have a real push to support and encourage young people to kind of get into the profession of, you know, whether it's farm management or appraising. How are those efforts going, or how would you describe kind of where you see things at and where they might need to be?
Well, I think they're certainly have identified this as an area that we need to do more in identifying young people who, you know, have a desire to get into this profession and foster that relationship. And they've done a good job, obviously, recognizing that this is a challenge that we have to face and addressing that challenge. I represent some of the younger generation, and so I've been involved in a lot of the sort of recruitment efforts and just trying to get the word out to young people that this there's a tremendous career opportunity here. The average age is well into the 60s for a rural appraiser, and that's the you know, all over the U.S. That's not just limited to the area that I happen to work. And so there is definitely a concerted effort on the part of ASFMRA to encourage young people to get into this career, but it does take it takes time and it takes effort and dedication and commitment from a young person. But once you've achieved that level, you've got a lifelong career and a tremendous group to belong to where you can get your continuing education, you can expand your business as big as you want it to be. And with the advent of special use agriculture, you know, you can pick and choose the niche market you want to work in. I happen to specialize in vineyard and winery valuation, so about 85% of my work actually focuses in that industry, and that's an industry that, of course, is exciting and of great interest to me personally. So, you know, young people have a tremendous opportunity to fill the need that exists right now, and 5 years from now and 10 years from now, that need's going to multiply. So a really good time for somebody who's looking for a career that they can be in for a very long time. It just takes a bit of time and effort and commitment on the front end with a tremendous amount of reward on the back end. And ASFMRA is really sort of leading the charge in that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned wineries in particular and vineyards, because I'd like to start a new career where I just evaluate good red wine, you know. I don't know if there's a way you can do that. And
we call it market research.
Make a living off of it, but because it's a habit I need to support, you know. So for a young person that might be looking at this idea or option, you mentioned the time commitment and stuff. Where do you start, and how long does it take before you're accredited or you're able to really launch your career then?
You know, it really starts at the collegiate level. You do need to have a 4-year degree. It doesn't have to be a specific degree, but obviously anything that centers on real estate or business, you know, will lend itself to this particular career path. So it starts there, and really sort of taking those courses that are either centered in real estate or finance or business management and that sort of thing. So certainly at the collegiate level. From there, you're really going to need to be independent enough to identify those firms or lenders or, you know, larger companies that have an appraisal staff, or in the case of farm managers, a farm management staff. Identify those opportunities either to do an internship, shadow an appraiser or farm manager, and find whatever opportunity you can to gain experience, because that's where the time-consuming portion of that career path is. You're going to have to, you know, spend several years learning under a seasoned journeyman-level appraiser or farm manager before you can even sit for the licensing exam. So it is an arduous process, but once you've achieved that licensing and you've gained a certain amount of comfort in your area of expertise, either geographically or by use type, you know, you really can make a lucrative career out of that, and it's in high demand. You'll never really have to be concerned with whether or not, as long as you've established yourself as a good quality manager, appraiser with a good reputation, you'll never want for a job anywhere throughout the U.S. either, for that matter.
Sounds great. Well, let's talk about your state for a minute here, and that is California. And I guess I'm just kind of curious, do you deal with some issues in California that are unique? I'm imagining in this type of business, it's unique everywhere, I guess, because of whether it's local laws, rules, regulations, what have you, right?
Well, I certainly am not going to say it's easier to appraise, you know, acres and acres of corn out in the Midwest versus, you know, more complex special use type properties in California. But the reality is that California is unique in almost every aspect, regardless of what industry you're talking about, but agriculture in particular. We are highly regulated, and there are a lot of laws and regulations that that affect even valuers like myself. Mm-hmm. And so it is important that if you're going to work in an area like California or New York or Florida or, you know, a state that has a fair amount of, you know, contentious relationship, shall we say, between government regulation and the agricultural industry, it's really important that you understand that. And so I certainly encourage anybody who's interested in California agriculture to learn about that and have that background, because you really do need that sort of base foundation if you're going to be a real estate valuer. But it's also challenging and never boring. And that's what I like about the area that I appraise in. I never get, you know, two properties that are exactly alike. And so I become a practitioner that, you know, really has to stretch myself with each project that I'm working on. And I find that challenge to be something that is appealing to me. So, you know, if you're somebody who really, you know, likes to be challenged on a project, then, you know, appraising in a state like California is definitely the way to go.
Well, let's just end here with... what is it that you hope to kind of come away from this year's conference with? Are you coming here kind of like looking for something in particular and hoping to either learn or, you know, contacts to make?
I happen to sit on the National Education and Accreditation Committee, and I'm very proud of that fact. I'm the only member from California who is. And so my mission here was really to represent the needs of California's appraisers to get that high-quality education that I think ASFMRA does deliver. I teach a class myself on vineyard and winery valuation that I take all over the U.S. because this is a new use type for them. And so I really see myself as a resource for other areas of the country that have a burgeoning, you know, wine industry. And so I find that to be something very enjoyable. But it's really to make sure that the programs that we're putting in place at ASFMRA really mirror that commitment to a high-quality education. The networking is great, and I certainly enjoy seeing my friends from all over the U.S. But really, I might focus most of my attention on either the technology aspect, which I also enjoy, and the education.
Great. Well, thank you very much. This is fascinating. I learned so much last year, and I'm looking forward to expanding my knowledge, although I don't see accreditation in my near-term future, let's put it that way. So that is Joanne Wall with Central Coast Ag Appraisal, Inc., and we are coming to you nearly live, but not quite, from the Peppermill Resort in Reno, Nevada at Agronomics Vision 2014. I'll get it right. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.